Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
We got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight till the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, September 13, 2021. Raven98 here, along with...
All right, good morning, TNT.
another fabulous Monday morning. Oh, that's supposed to be marvelous Monday. All right. So I know for a fact that Ray sent down some information over the weekend. Right, Ray?
Right, you are.
Okay. Let's get at it.
Okay, the weekend update. We'll start there. Saturday rates as seen on the bank screens and reported to us. The Afghanistan Afghani, $2.39. The Indonesian Rupiah, $1.38, $3. Iraqi Dinar, $3.47 to $28. Iranian Rial, $3.47 to $26. Vietnamese Dong, 60 cents to $12. Zimbabwean Zim, 70 cents to $1, which should be calculated as 0.000000070 to 0.00000100 for what we hold. Possibly, maybe, hopefully, because we're hearing two sides of that coin. More developments and updates are anticipated throughout the day / night. That was the weekend update.
Okay. And it sounds like it was all good with the rates coming out. So, guys, we're going to get to some reality here this morning and some good stuff. The good stuff is the RV is absolutely going to happen. Absolutely. I'm going to tell you, I spent my whole weekend knowing that the RV wasn't going to happen. And so did you guys. We knew it wasn't going to happen because it was 9/11. And there wasn't any way in the world our government was going to revalue the currency. The whole world celebrate while we were having memorials for the people on 9/11. Knew that wasn't going to happen right from the get. Everybody said. What bothers me is all the people who said it was going to happen or that it was possible to happen or the people were getting paid when we know none of that was happening. That's what bothers me. What bothers me is why hasn't it happened and when is it going to happen? Which bothers everybody. But I get information, we all get information, and we all have to, you know, put the pieces of the puzzle together, and I understand that we're all trying to do just that, I would think. Most of us would. So I got information from the Washington, I should say, from the banks, and even our committee guy, which all said they didn't think this was going to happen before Wednesday, which, again, makes sense. That's, you know, it's free to flow again Wednesday after this long weekend, after Al-Kazimi going to Iran and spending Sunday, Monday there, even though he's back in Iraq now. Agreements that were being signed. Everybody has to be notified of what took place during those meetings. Was it what we thought it was? But them signing memorandums of understanding with Iran, contracts and agreements, activating them, making sure they were going to, you know, remain the same. Was it about secret meetings they say that Al-Kazimi was having with Iran regarding the United States and in behalf of the United States? That's why our military leader was over there on Friday, right before he went to Iran, to discuss some options, give out some directions, however you want to look at it, and make sure that it was relayed on Sunday to get them back to the table, to get the sanctions removed, to get the nuclear agreement back together. Those are the things absolutely were discussed this weekend, even though they aren't all in the news. Are they still important pieces of the puzzle and what's going on in the region? Absolutely. So we're going to see what came out of that meeting. Is the RV hinged on that? I don't think it is. I mean, well, it's always been about Iran and the U.S., but we're at a point right now where it's so ready to go. Iran is saying publicly that they support Al-Kazimi getting a second term. Now, that's what they're saying. But 2 months ago, the U.S. said they didn't care if Maliki came back either. I mean, watch what they do, not what they say. Because they're saying some of the craziest mess ever. But then again, maybe that's how we want it, right up to it. You know, some crazy mess. You guys who don't know it. And I'm hoping somebody will absolutely explain this to me. And I really do. So, Bruce and Fleming, one other idiot, Mark Z, are putting out all this mess about the RV cannot happen without Trump. Bruce was saying Trump's going to be back in the White House on Tuesday, and he's going to announce the RV when he's back in the White House. This was last Tuesday. Now today, on the 18th, they're all saying Trump is signing off on the RV. Trump is authorizing this. And I don't know the purpose of it. I don't know why you have people confused, concerned, and worried about that. That's what I don't get. I don't get how I'm getting it. And when the RV happens, you know, we're not going to pay taxes anymore. We're going to get Social Security back. Soldiers are going to control the streets. The military is going to take over all the governments. Again, you got to ask yourself, with these idiots, and especially Bruce's military contact, because he's seeing Tony has lost it. Tony has lost it. But this is what they're putting out. Guys, if a quarter of this happens, not all of it, because none of it's going to happen, but if it did, why in the world, I mean, just think about it. If Trump walked in the White House, it would probably be civil war at this point. Not take it all the way over. Who's the military that's in the back? If he did do it and there was civil unrest in the streets, if there was a civil war, because of the way it would have to be done, would have to be a coup, and we just don't do that, you idiots. It's the United States of America. It's a democracy. We don't do that. But if what these idiots think would happen, we would have martial law. Guess when we would see the RV? Never. Never. You can't be that stupid to think all this chaos to go on in the U.S., in the financial market, in this country, and then we're going to have an RV and all of us going to become rich. I mean, who does that make sense to? Absolutely nobody but a bunch of idiots. So I'm telling you guys, and I know, I get it. And one of my guys said, Tony, they're telling me don't send this information to Tony. Make sure Tony doesn't see this. But you want the rest of the world to see it. Guys, this is not good common sense. It don't make sense. None of it makes sense. We don't want that to happen. That's against everything we want to happen. I don't care if Trump is president in 2024, and if you're saying that, then that could make a little bit of common sense. But to say every week on Tuesdays, Trump back in office, on the 6th, on the 12th, and not on the 18th, and then he's going to authorize the RV, and then we're going to, do you know what you are doing to people's mentality, much less your own? People having to question everything. Is this worth it? Guys, Donald J. Trump, nothing to do with the RV, period. George Bush had the chance to do it. He started it. Obama had 8 years to do it, get it done. He didn't. Donald Trump had 4 years to do it, get it done. He didn't. It's now Biden's turn. It's the U.S. government. And that's who's making the decision, the Treasury. United States Treasury is going to pass it on when Biden tells them to. That's just how the system works. I didn't make it. I didn't plan it. I didn't build it. It's just how it works. And so far, every president has played his part, and we do benefit from it. But let's not go to the irrational, idiotic, repeating the same thing every week, 2 weeks, about how he's coming back in the office and he's going to make it happen, and it's not going to happen until he comes back in the White House. That's just stupid to even put out there when everything else is going forward. Agreements are, in fact, being made. Money has been moved. That just made me think of a question. I forgot. Money has been moved, and we are ready to go. Again, the bankers over the weekend and as of this morning said they think it's this week. Actually, Treasury guys said nothing is going to happen before Wednesday. He didn't say it's going to happen on Wednesday, but he said nothing is going to happen before Wednesday. Our committee guy has said, based on the information they're seeing, the level of discussion, which he said it was over nothing also, it could happen starting Wednesday. So that's the date we're getting for the next opening, is Wednesday. See what happens. All right, Ray, we got questions or no questions?
Yes, we have a few. Let's see. Frost Free said, what interest rates can we get at the bank? Up to 15 or 20%. Is that possible? Anything's
possible.
Say
it again.
What interest rates can we get at the bank? 15 to 20%. Is that possible?
Well, yeah, it's possible. That's what we've been telling you, that the banker has been telling us. No. Let me take it back. He told me 15%. We had some people who did exchanges already who have gotten 15%. I'm saying it could go as high as 20%, depending on how much you have. But I know people who already signed for 15%. All right, what's next?
Are we still able to have a group of people and talk to our banker about handling these people that we got into this?
The bank doesn't determine that. I'm telling you guys the way I would approach it, me, I would approach it and say, this is what I have. Can I make life easier for you and me by making an agreement for the entire group? That way, when they come in here, you don't have to renegotiate, do details, anything. It's already done, but we all got the higher rate as a group. That is something that I said I would present it. You're going to have to do the same thing if you want to. He's not going to make you an offer. They haven't set any rules and guidelines. That's part of negotiating that I was trying to explain to you. What's next?
All right. Nicole 19. Am I going to have any classes online regarding trust and foundations? Probably not. I'm going to keep those as live in-person sessions, and we will have some post-RV. Now, we did do a class Saturday. Well, I guess we can call it. It was a webinar on annuities, just the basic information on annuities. And that's available for anyone who would like to watch that webinar. If you didn't already know about it, you can watch the replay. Just, it's in the form right at the top. When you go into the form, it's the top sticky. It says annuity investments, just the basics, free webinar. So if you haven't checked it out, check it out. Also, the link is there for the handout, because when you watch the replay, you can't get the handout, but there is a link in the form for you to download your own handout, so you'll have everything in print to look at while you watch the seminar from Saturday night, or the webinar, seminar, whatever, on annuities. And that's free, so just click on it and watch it for those who didn't already.
Wait, who did it? Who did it?
I did it.
Oh, okay.
Yours truly.
All right.
And it was just basic information, nothing strategic, no you should this or you should that. It's just annuities, the different types, how they work. And like I said, the basics. So it's just a basic informational seminar. But for some of you who don't have the basics, this will be good material for you to have when you start talking to annuitant salespeople and you think about buying an annuity.
Give you a place to start. Okay.
All right. Sunstar says, number one, my son is 19. And I would like to set up a 10- or 20-year annuity for him. Can this annuity be added to his trust, or would you recommend a different avenue? Check with the annuitant salespeople to see if the trust can be the annuitant. And if so, that's exactly what I would do. I'd make the trust the annuitant. And now, if you're talking about an immediate pay for 20 years, but if it's a deferred annuity, I don't know if they can make that an entity. That might have to be a person if it's deferred. But check with the professionals. They can instruct you on how they can sell that product to you. Okay, number two from Sunstar. Any CBI, WTO, or IMF news or updates you can share?
No, because nothing came out over the weekend from any of them. So... And plus, guys, you got to remember, if somebody asked me did any of the procedures change on Friday's call, and they haven't, because everybody's sitting there waiting to go. Everything is in place, and I don't know how much of any this meeting over the weekend had to do with us actually going. We're going to have to wait and see.
Okay. Chicago says, can someone explain fractional banking again?
We can explain it.
What'd you say?
So, I said yes, okay. We can explain it.
All right. Then you went quiet, so I didn't know what happened there. Okay.
It's okay. If you Google fractional banking system, everybody Google it right now, fractional banking system, there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 charts right there that go step by step. The charts, not just you hearing it. It's written down so anybody could see exactly what happens when your money is deposited into the bank. Anybody can understand it. Now, what happens is it exposes the banking system for the Ponzi scheme that it is. A whole lot of you don't even really want to know this. But you make a $100 deposit turns into $1,000. 10 people borrowed at $1,000, put in 100 each, turns into $1,000. Somebody borrowed at $1,000, it turns into $10,000. Because it's a Ponzi scheme. It's a Ponzi scheme that has been working for years and years. And society has moved with it. And how the bank is making money off of your money. But it's right there for you to understand. Just by reloaning it, create money off of money that wasn't even there. Anyway, instead of me going through the whole thing, it's right there for you guys so you can see it. All right, what's next?
Live callers. And the
right,
first one is 512 area code. You are on.
What's wait, on, let me read this, please. Wait, please, okay. Start. Right here, the first paragraph, the very first sentence says, bank artificially create money in the economy by making loans based on fractional reserve banking. Artificially. Ponzi scheme. All right. Go ahead. What's the question?
Oh, okay. Well, how are you guys doing today, first of all?
I'm fantabulous,
sir.
To the nth degree. And yourself?
Super fantastic. I was just letting Texans know that this is Urban Mom on the line, better known as the voice of Maya. And my question for today is, Tony, because you mentioned something that kind of shocked me. When we looked at the screen, the Afghan was showing up, and I was just thinking, are there any implications for that showing up on the screen that would delay or interfere with what's about to go down?
Again, and I'll tell you guys, I don't even know why the Afghan is on the screen. That part don't even make sense to me, but it's not my option. But if we're talking about a country we got sanctions on, everything else, why would we be revaluing their currency? I don't think it stops anything because we were already going to do it anyway, so nothing has really changed.
Oh, okay. And I have a request, if I can make it, Ray, from all Texans who can hear the sound of my voice this morning.
Put your shoes on.
Yeah, I got my shoes on. I got my boots on with my spurs. So we're ready for some kicking. So to commemorate the 20th anniversary of 9/11, they're asking Americans to do a good deed. And so in the spirit of that, I'm pushing for 10 Texans because, you know, in Texas, we always do it big. So I'm asking 10 Texans to join me in sending $100 to TNT this week so that they can be the recipient of our good deed to commemorate this 9/11. Because we want to show Tony, in spite of his weekly kicking on Texans, we always get up. So I'm calling out Big D in Dallas. I'm calling out Bus Lady and the other 281s in Houston. Come on, San Antonio. I'm going to start representing the Twin Towers, Austin and Round Rock. So all Texans, let's do this. We're going to donate. And anybody else who want to join us, feel free. We don't want to leave out anybody because we love all of you. And then, Ray, I have a request for
you. But
you
want Texas to get the credit for it, though.
Huh?
But you want Texas to get the credit for it, even
yeah,
if the other states.
Yeah, because we're doing it big in Texas because we know the
Texas
last parade is going to happen in Texas. Texas got to set it off.
All right.
You got to know that, right?
Listen, you know, let me tell you something real quick. I absolutely appreciate you doing that and saying that, but just from the mere fact that you did, lets me know you from Texas. Okay.
Exactly.
That ain't what happens. But we do appreciate it. We do appreciate
it. He of little faith. He of little faith, Tony. I got faith in my Texans. I'm calling out Big D, the bus lady.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
Okay.
Okay.
We got
okay.
So, Ray and Tony, I have another request. I don't know if you guys have heard of the Kalahari Resort that they've opened here in Round Rock, the largest indoor water park resort area here in Texas. Think about coming to the convention center to present, like, a seminar, because we can gather all of the people from Dallas and Houston, San Antonio, those Waco listeners that are on the line, our buddies over in Louisiana. They could join you down here in Round Rock for a big convention center. I just want to let you know we got the best event place for this to happen now, and it's just recently opened here in Round Rock. So check it out. I'll send you some information through your email, Ray, but you guys ain't going to think about that's a good place to have, like, a gathering post-RV.
All right.
Okay.
Take that
thank
into consideration.
You. Yep.
All right.
Except for, I've been to Waco, and I know how they are. Anyway, okay.
Well, you got to come on down to Round Rock, because we got it going on down here.
All right, thank you, thank you, calling out those Texans, let's get busy. All right, I'm signing out. All right, thank you, we'll call you. All righty, bye-bye. Bye. 386 area code, you are on 386. Okay, you dropped off, so I guess you didn't really want to speak. So, 281, you were next.
Well, hello, Tony. Hello, Ray. How you guys?
Hey there. I'm fantabulous,
sir.
Fantastic. Degree.
How you doing?
Good. I'm doing good. It's wet here in Texas. We have a kind of like a tropical storm coming toward us as we speak, but they don't think it's going to be major. We're going to get a lot of rain from it, but the wind is not, you know, too bad. I think they said the highest it may get once it hits is maybe about 70 to 80 miles per hour in some places, and then it should move on out pretty quickly by tomorrow or the next day. So, yeah, we're going through that right now, and they're thinking about a lot of flooding and stuff that some areas may get. So you guys keep us in your prayers that we don't get inundated with a lot of water. So other than
all right, let me ask you a question though. But I'm saying you done did something to piss Ray off, huh?
Why? I don't know which what you mean. Oh, because I didn't get my song. Well, you know, I think
I didn't get my song. What happened over the weekend? What did y'all do?
Nothing happened over the weekend. I think he's just accommodating the people. You know, I don't get upset about it because I, you know how that goes. No big deal.
Ooh.
I understand. I know the king. But that's fine. I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
Oh.
I do have a question, though. So it seems like to me that this is inching toward the update time that Texas is supposed to be getting an update. I think they said the 17th, which is Friday. And I know in your introduction you said that the committee people – the Treasury pretty much leaning toward Wednesday or after, pretty much. So do you feel that they're getting closer to, is that a possibility that they will be getting closer to that date that Texas said they will be getting their update? And does that kind of connect there? What do you think? Maybe Texas knows something or what? What you think?
I think everything's falling into place. And I did say last week, if it got to the 16th, maybe Texas knew something 2 months ago, 3 months ago, when they said our next update was going to be the 16th. Not that
yeah.
it was going to happen on the 16th, but the next update. Guys, okay, this is all serious now. I mean, I pick on Texas all the time because, you know, they don't wear shoes. But the reality is we know, again, I keep saying it, that's where the server is. So if that's where the server is, it's going to make the decision. If the guy who started this whole thing lives in Texas, right down the street from Danny, because Danny said he knows right where he lives, then they have to know more than we know, okay? So
yeah,
I'm gonna say that.
Something.
They have to know that they are going to be the tip of the spear when this happens, or the ink in the pen, and however you want to do it, because that's where the switch is going to get flipped at, right there.
Yeah.
To get the whole thing started. So
okay.
we can look at it, again, like I've always said, and we can get all the information, but they know we know that now. They have discussed the fact that we know that. That I even broadcast it to you. So for that fact, they may be the very last ones to know before it goes. And the first one to know when it goes.
Okay, I get you.
Okay.
Well, I mean, because that's what it seems like now that they're saying Wednesday or after or whatever. I mean, well, we're not that far away from the 17th, which is, you know, Friday. So we'll see what happens. So, but the bank, the other banks are thinking before Wednesday. Is that, or everybody's just saying this week sometime, the banks, I'm saying?
No, they were thinking things could happen, so just like the Treasury said, Wednesday on. It's not going to happen before Wednesday, but it could happen Wednesday on is what all three of them are telling me. So they're all getting the same information from somebody. Which is telling them don't look for anything before Wednesday.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll wait and see what Wednesday brings us. I know the we're not that far from October, so if this happened to creep into the month of October, we know the elections for Iraq is around that time, a 10th or something like that. Do you feel that any of that will affect what we're waiting on? Or not? It seems like Kazemi may have a good chance to get back in there. That, to me, would be great. So, because he's already got things going and started over there. What's your thought on that, if it goes into?
Okay. So right now, all the politicians are touring the country. That's why they're not getting anything done in Parliament. They said because they're all out touring the country, promoting themselves for the vote, because everybody's going to get replaced. Governors, prime ministers, every parliament members, they're all going to have to be revoted into the new government. So they're all out doing their thing there. If we look at it, there's a bunch of them out there talking about if they're the next prime minister, they're the next parliament leaders, they're going to make sure the exchange rate is changed. That's part of what they're running on, is changing the exchange rate. So we got to look at two things. Do they change the rate before the vote, and they did all that for nothing, and there's no reason for anybody to vote on them? Because, hey, the rate changed already. And that's all you promised us was a change in the rate, and it's done. So I don't have a need to vote for you. Or do they change the rate just before the vote to make Al-Kazemi look the best he can be, and he goes back in for another 4 years because Iran is agreeing to it, the U.S. is agreeing to it, Sadar is agreeing to all that Al Kazemi do 4 more years. They got to win the election first before they can, or the election has to come out so convoluted like it did last time that the U.S. appoints Al Kazemi again and Iran agrees to it. So there could very well be some method to the madness of pushing it right up to the election. Do I want them to? Absolutely not.
Right.
I want this to be over with tomorrow. I'm telling you I do. But the reality is, yeah, that could be part of the picture, you know, we're not privy to. We're not aware of. That could have been their game plan the whole time to let Al Kazemi get it this far for them to vote, have new parliament members, put Al Kazemi back in charge, and the new parliament members agree to the RV and going after the old parliament members that smuggled all the money out. But now they're no longer protected. I mean, they got a plan. We just don't know the plan.
Now, right.
If that makes sense, I can't get mad at them if they do it that way, because it removes, Maliki's protection and so many others who they have listed. Remember, they said they have 200 politicians that are listed by the Integrity Commission. That means they have brought charges against 200, and they said they wouldn't name them until after the election, so it doesn't affect the election.
Okay.
So we are still going through that process.
Right. Okay. Well, I hope we see it before the elections, because I mean, probably would take them a little time to vote all them people in and get them all, choose who they're going to put in there and all that. So that would take a little time. So I'm hoping they do it before the election time, and then, you know, we can be in the banks at least by then. So, okay, well, thank you, sir. I appreciate all your answers. Thank you for what you and Ray do for us, and we will pray that this happens this week. I'm ready. All right. Talk to
all right,
you later.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. But wait, where's area code 562? Anybody know? What you doing now?
Give me a send off.
Oh.
Bye.
Oh. All right, hold on. I need to tell our challenge lady something. Because
oh, 5-1. Well, she dropped off the line. 512.
She dropped off?
Well, unless she may have called back in and be down at the bottom somewhere. So.
Anyway, I did want her to know that two people have met her challenge, and neither one of them is from Texas. All right, go ahead.
All right. Okay, let me get this up here to the top. Next was, let's see, we just did 281-404. You were next in line.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Rick. Happy Monday. May it be our money coming to us Monday here, although with what you've told us, I'm not going to count on anything until at least Wednesday and the like. Just a couple of questions for clarification based on the opening comments monologue. You had said that your bankers were indicating that money has been moved. Did they give any indication of the extent, like enough to cover X percentage of exchanges, or were they just – it's an assurance that money is flowing. How did they describe that to you?
Now, I'm glad you asked that question, but that wasn't from the bankers. I was saying Treasury has said that. But let me say two things. First, thank you, guys. Thank you. 562 is Los Angeles. Got it. Okay. Thank everybody who sent it to me. I think money is at So it is their way for the RV. There was no money transformed this weekend or exchanged at all. So I know somebody put it out, told people that people in Reno were paid this weekend, they were liquid, and it's all bullshit. So I can say it for this reason. On Friday morning, our guys were told they're going to be paid. Well, they were told they're going to be paid on Wednesday. Then they told they're going to be paid on Thursday. And then by Friday afternoon, they were told they would be liquid. To that point, and I'm telling you, I told them Friday morning it wasn't going to happen. Thursday, I said, it's not going to happen. I'm just telling you, it's not. I don't care what they're telling you. You're not getting paid. You're not getting paid this weekend because that didn't make sense. And nobody got paid. And again, I tell you, our bank people can look all across the country. All you got to do is actually give them the city. So I'm telling you how it works. They can look up any city and see the volume of currency that was traded in that city. Now, they actually like you to narrow it down to the bank. If somebody in New York can look at a bank in California, and all you really got to do is give them the bank address, because first they look into a region, and then they ask you, can you narrow it down? Give me the bank. And they can look in there and see exactly what was transferred and the dollar amount went in that bank. So when these guys tell you money has been exchanged, transfers, and people are liquid, they're liquid liars because it hasn't happened, and we can, in fact, verify it. And if they have real bank contact, they should be able to verify it, too, before they put all this information out there. So it didn't happen. Sorry. You just made me think of something else.
Okay. Well, your comment, though, was based on UST saying the money has been moved. And I suppose my question here is this a continual process at this point, that money is continuing to move in preparation for the magnitude of folks that would be expected to be exchanging mid to end of the week? Have they given any assurances on that?
No, they did not. Money has been moved. But they didn't say what they were saying when they were printing it. Question. I was saying this morning, Deray, I think I said Deray, I was supposed to ask a question. I couldn't remember what it was. But now I'm thinking it was, are you guys still printing 18 hours a day? Is the money being moved over there and that? But
yeah,
today
that was
I'm
it.
Not going to forget it. Yeah, I know, but I didn't. But today I'm not going to forget because I'm going to ask Tish to remind me. As we hang up this call, this phone.
Okay. And the other, the other question that was in the back of my mind here was, if we are looking, and it sure is looking very, very promising here, of Wednesday, possibly Wednesday into Thursday, given the dateline and the Texas update and that sort of thing, what's the status with respect to, I suppose, the courtesy to Iraq itself? That, you know, years past, we had always been led to believe that Iraq could be having some time for their own internal celebration in country. Has there been any kind of indication that if we're looking at, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, are they being given 24 to 48 hours where they can be jubilant that they have better buying power, in which case they already are experiencing that now? Any feedback from Iraq?
I've heard, absolutely nothing about any planned celebration, any excitement or anticipation for not even this week, because he said it could happen any time because it's on their cards. But there's nothing out there just for the citizens to have it for 72 hours or a week or 10 days on their own. I haven't heard any of that.
So it's not that like their buying power is considerably higher now than it was 24 hours ago.
Nope.
It's still Okay. Well, we'll see. Okay. Well, I still do my math with adding 10 days to whenever this happens, so you know that that's when we'll be celebrating with our post-RV Canty Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward project. It's going to be a fun time as well. Have a great day, and this looks like a great week. Thanks so much.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 360 area code. You are on.
Morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt.
Good afternoon, sir. Hey there.
Hey,
how are you?
Well, I'm good. I'm good. I got a few notes here, Tony, that I made. Ray, you didn't say anything about the text that you sent out on Wells Fargo Bank. I was really curious to see what your take on that article was, because as I read through it, it talked about how there's concern over the three guys that were going to be on trial and all that, but that it seems like it's just kind of status quo and nothing's really changed much, and the no major shake up in the senior leadership of the bank. What is your take that they're just going to keep getting away with stuff, or not, or something different? What was your impression of that article?
Let me correct you. Tony sent that out, not me. That's why I didn't you didn't get a response from me about it. I didn't send it out in the first place.
Okay, Tony, did you feel the thud just now?
There we go.
Yeah. When I tweet out something, and I didn't want to change the top of it, that's why I put TNT Tony at the end of it, so you know it's me tweeting it out and not Ray. Mm. So you don't get questions like what Walt is doing right now.
Anyway.
Here's the reason
Tony,
I sent that to you guys. Okay? I sent that to you guys because I know a lot of people are concerned about what bank they're going to work with, operate in, which bank they have confidence in. So the reality is, yes, they got caught doing something wrong. Yes, they were supposed to pay all the people who were wrong. And even in that, if you read the article, you can see they didn't pay everybody, and they even cheated the ones that they did pay. So it continues, right? But this is how the banking system works, because they don't mind doing wrong because the penalty is less than the reward. So they'll do that every time until they get caught. That's how banks operate. The penalty less than the reward. So let's see how big we can make the reward. And they do that. But I also wanted you to see they are being watched. They're observing everything they're doing. They have limited the amount of risk they can accept or put your money at. So those are some of the good parts of what's going on with them being monitored. And I want you to know that. This just happened to be Wells Fargo because they got caught. I'm not telling you other banks do or don't do something similar to that. But trust me, whatever they do, they know the reward is bigger than the fine or the cost, so they do, in fact, do it. That don't mean you're not supposed to be vigilant, observing whatever bank you go with, because you should. And if they make mistakes, believe me, it's in favor of the bank. It's not ever going to be in your favor.
Well, that makes sense. And that's horse sense, too, as far as that goes. Another side question. This is just a real quick yes or no. Is it pronounced Waco or Waco, Texas?
Well, if you're outside of it, it's probably Waco.
It's probably Waco. Oh, my goodness. I wasn't sure you were going to answer that.
I was in Waco one time. I went to... No, they're actually good people. But I went there for a seminar. Another educator doing real estate in my real estate days. It's not a bad place.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've been to Texas a few times, more than a few times. And I think it's, in a lot of ways, it's more than what it's cracked up to be, for sure. Tony, do you
have
any
idea? It does have a bad reputation, and we all know why, so we're not going to go into that part. But Waco itself is not a bad place.
Okay, I agree. Tony, you used to tell us that when you were really getting excited towards this thing happening, that you had a bag packed that was all set to go, and it was by the front door. Do you remember ever saying that?
It's still packed. I still got the same shirt, same drawers, same tie. It's still in that suitcase, and I got my book from Bush because he was supposed to sign it while I was there. It's still sitting in that suitcase. The only problem is the suitcase is now in the garage.
Well, I was going to say that's probably the only other problem, because did the clothes still fit?
I don't know. I mean, literally, I have not opened that suitcase since then.
Well, you're probably like me and a lot of people that are close to our age, and that you're the same size you always were. Like Danny.
Oh, no, my weight goes up and down about 20, 30 pounds, depending on what year it is.
Exactly. Okay. Now, since the news is so contradictory, is it fair to say that the news is just blah, 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 and you can't take any of the news that they broadcast one way or the other as being the gospel at this point? Your silence is deafening, Tony. I appreciate that, too.
You got to understand something, guys. The news is just the news. That's all. They're no different than our news. I know people don't want to say it. They're going to tell the people what they think they want to hear, regardless of what's really going on. But then it's just going to happen, and there's nothing that the people can do about it. So while I like seeing the positive of the news, because for the most part, it keeps the crowd calm. And I know we need to have that for the RV to happen. Some of it just doesn't matter. Because it doesn't matter about the RV or the election. It's just things that are happening in different cities that's positive news on a smaller level. Because that's all they're putting out. Okay?
Sure. Sure. Okay.
All right.
Well that.
No, I got to get some news before you do that. So I just received a text right here, right now, saying that bank employees have just been told to report to work on Wednesday at 6 a.m. Now, this is what we got to ask ourselves. Since it just happened, was that the egg before the chicken, chicken before the egg? Were they listening to my call and sent out the memo? Or did the memo go out? Who got the call?
You forgot the other option. Was it a test to see if they knew how to set their alarm clock?
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll leave him alone because I know Danny's coming on, and I certainly don't want to provoke any sort of misunderstanding because he's Danny, double D. So, all right.
Okay.
Ray, thanks, and Tony, thanks. And, the last thing I thought, you know the maniacs that are putting out the BS about all that Trump's got to be back in office, yada, yada, and all that stuff? I still think that mentioning them is even though it's they're nuts and they're out of touch and they're whacked, that it gives them a certain degree of credibility just because you mention them. So I would like you to think, just consider the idea that if you get any more of that, it's the equivalent of, I'll put this in Ray's words, if you ever mention in your heart of hearts again that you're out of air. So I would just offer that as an option for you.
Okay, that's a great point, and I'm glad you brought it up when you left, because we could have a grown-up discussion about it. So listen.
Okay. Yep.
I mentioned them for two things. This time I said Bruce and Fleming and Mark V when they put out this super mess, and I said it because two things. It frustrates me just to have to read it, and I have to read it because it comes to me over and over and over again all weekend.
Sure.
It frustrates me because these are good people who are sending it to me saying, Tony, what do I do? Tony, does this make sense? Tony, is this real? And I got to go through the same thing. Let's walk through a little common sense and see what part of this could be real. I mean, what part of this even makes sense? And then I do it like I did today in hopes to embarrass these idiots to go back and look at this and see if it makes sense before they continue putting it out, to go back and look at last week, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 5 months ago, when they said the same thing, that all this is built around Trump. He already signed 50,000 times, and he's not even in office, or he's going to be back in office, or the whole world's going to change. Nezra, Jezra, tanks going down the street, planes flying overhead, escorting us to our exchange locations. It's just stupid. And maybe it's just my frustration. But I was hoping today somebody go in there and look at it and listen to it and see where it makes sense. And I defy anybody to contact me and tell me where this makes sense. Make me a believer. And I'm just not that retarded. I'm telling you. I might be retarded, but I'm not that retarded. Okay.
I agree. And to our listening audience, my apologies. That last little bit is my fault, and I apologize. I probably shouldn't have brought that up. But I guess I'll learn someday. And with that in mind, I'll say, Ray, thanks very much, and sorry for putting you on the spot about that article. And, Tony, you deserved it. So I guess it's a good time for me to say have a great, super fantastic day. And whenever this does happen, let's make sure that we've sent in our donations at least once in our lives, as I know I've done it more than once. But before our friend from Pennsylvania gets on, that he knows that we're thinking about him and hoping and praying that this is his week to get a pink slip. That's it for me. Thanks, Ray. Thanks, Tony. And I'll get out of the way.
Okay.
All right. And those guys that I mentioned, if they can put out stuff about the RV, about the actual knowledge, about what we all are here for, about what to do with your money, how to protect your money, how to grow your money, how the system is going to work, makes more sense. And we don't have to go into all that other trash and garbage. So, who's next?
I'm going to need to probably have you reevaluate it.
They need to have me reevaluate.
I think we'll need to have you reevaluate if you think they're going to do something like that.
Oh.
Something that's actually productive and
it's
educational.
Just a suggestion. To make life better for everybody. I mean, I'll get it. They just leave all this stupid stuff out. This is what's happening with the RV, guys. This is what we're supposed to be doing. Growing. But anyway, let's go on.
610, you are next.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man.
Greetings, sir.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. And, Ray, was that 512 at the beginning of the call? 512?
Yes, sir. It was she.
All right, well, go ahead.
That was it. I was just confirming, yes, 512.
All right. Well, I just want to say to 512, thank you very much for your help. Appreciate that. And thank you to those people who answered 512's challenge. That is super fantastic. Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Well, long version here, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And, ladies and gentlemen, when you're making out those checks and money orders, please remember to make them payable to Raymond Renfro. For those of you who'd like to donate electronically, we're utilizing the Venmo app to do that. When you go into the Venmo app, click on the business profile. And in the business profile, type in all capital letters, TNT, hit the space bar once, and in all capital letters, the word super fantastic. Again, to donate electronically, we're utilizing the Venmo app to do that. When you go into the Venmo app, click on the business profile. And in the business profile, type in all capital letters, TNT, hit the space bar once, and in all capital letters, the word super fantastic. And your donations will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for, again, continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And as Ray has taught us, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW. Know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home-style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're very, very welcome.
Well,
okay.
I'm out of wine.
281, you're on.
Hi, Mr. Ray and Mr. Tony. How y'all doing?
Greetings, fantabulous, sir.
I'm super fantastic. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. I was, when I heard you say unmuted, I was like, oh, God, he didn't catch me laughing, right? Okay.
What
do you
say?
I didn't catch the first one. Yeah. You know, I used to say groovy. I didn't catch the first part. I'm so happy Tony not saying nothing silly today to me.
That's right.
But
I'm just listening.
I do want to ask you, have they put an alert on them yet?
I don't know. I just got that information that I read to you guys. I haven't been able to talk to him yet.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, if you find out something, are you going to put it out, or you'll just let us know another way?
That would be a form of an alert.
Okay.
You know, bank opens at 9 o'clock. They're being told to show up at 6. That's alert in and of itself. I would think.
Oh, that sure is. Sure right.
Yeah.
You're sure right. You're sure right. I didn't think about it like that. Don't say nothing, Tony. You sure right.
No.
Not unless they want them to come in early and do housekeeping.
Let me clarify this so we understand. Yeah. They're supposed to come in at 6 on Wednesday. I didn't say the RV was happening on Wednesday. I did not say that.
No, I didn't say that one.
Okay.
I didn't say that one.
Well, I
when
just want
the
to clarify.
RV has a window, we're going to get 800 number from the wall. So we're good with that, honey.
Okay.
All right, guys. Thank you for the time. Have a great afternoon.
All right,
okay. All right, thank
bye.
You.
Okay. Okay, Ray. I'll send something to you later.
Thank you, ma'am. 754 area code. You are on.
Well, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. From another rainy day in South Florida. Gee, I called in late today and was wondering if I would ever get on. Glad I did.
Yeah.
Tony, going back to the beginning where you were talking about Fleming and Bruce and Mark, the one thing you left out was that, according to them, this is only a military operation, not the Treasury, the military. So anyone
yeah.
who listens to them, it's strictly... If you believe what they say, then you deserve what you get. If you are depressed for a day, read what they write. That will take you out of your depression and put you into a joking mood. Because for the 10 years I've been on, they have repeated the same thing for 10 damn years.
Oh,
and nothing has ever come true. So people, how you could believe the same rhetoric for 10 years is beyond any rational person. So to get off the subject of them, because they don't really deserve our time, with what they said about Trump, he has never even announced that he's coming back or that he's even running in 2024. So for anyone to even believe that, I would like to know what they've been drinking, eating, or smoking. And now on to my questions. Are there
okay.
is there anything being
wait, oh no, wait a minute,
people?
Wait.
Go ahead.
Wait. Before we go in. But you are a Trump fan though, right?
I am definitely a Trump supporter. I am a Republican supporter. I am not a Biden supporter. But that doesn't mean that I believe that he's coming back before 2024.
I know. I just wanted everybody to know what I know, because I know you're a Republican. I know you're
right.
a Trump fan.
No, I'm a Democrat
this,
who
why what they're
I'm a
saying
Democrat
doesn't
who
make
voted
any
Republican.
Okay.
I'm a Democrat
All
who
right,
voted for the Republican. But
yeah.
there's no way he's coming back during an administration. But now to get on to my questions, is there anything
okay.
being reported to the public in Iraq that their economy is on solid ground now? And have the reforms
well,
been imprinted to them?
They haven't been implemented again. There's plenty of news coming out saying the money that's being allocated to different regions, to different industries, the jobs are supposed to start. But again, nothing is actually started because there's no money coming out the budget yet. So if they're going to get it started this year, the budget's going to have to come out. We're going to have to see the RV. They are placating them keeping them at a maintenance level right now by putting out this information, by having these meetings, by having all these different countries come in looking, and they're all looking around saying, okay, something's happening. We have never seen this. We have never seen the world united around us. So whatever Al Kazemi or everybody else is saying about how things are changing, is getting better, and people are starting to respect us, that's exactly what it looks like to them. So they are anticipating a change. They explained to them, three times in the last 3 months, the entire process. I don't know if you guys saw the newsletters they put out. From 2003 until today, this is what has occurred. So they could read and say, yep, we lived through it. Put in there, in 2012 and 2014, we had planned to revalue the currency. In 2019, we had planned to revalue the currency. So they told them that again. It just hasn't happened. But just doing that, talking about changing the lower denoms electronically, all those things are steps in the right direction that's getting them to, okay, we're finally here. Same thing we're saying. Okay, we're finally here. We're just waiting for it to pop. And that's all they need to do for the people.
All right. Tish put out about demonstrations in the green zone over overdue salaries. Are they looking to riot? Is the government addressing it? Is anything being done about those demonstrations in the green zone for salaries?
No, because it was only 100 or is it 200 of them who were there demonstrating for their pay for the last year, 2 years, it said, and their bonuses. That was it. It's not 100,000, not even 1,000. And it wasn't 1 million like before. It was 200 of a specific group saying we want our money. That was this morning.
Okay. And Ray, a question for you. We sent our donation into the P.O. box on Wednesday. Have you emptied that P.O. box since Thursday?
Yes.
Okay, then I should be seeing my cash check. And Tony, my final remark is Wednesday night starts the holiest day in the Jewish faith, our Day of Atonement. So, which we are not supposed to do anything on Thursday, including eating. That's the day you get sealed in the Book of Life. So if this happens on Thursday, it would be God's will for us. I want to thank you again, both of you, for everything you do, for all the people I brought in. Get your donations in. You listen to the call, make your donations. And on that, I'll be looking for a Wealth Wednesday. Thank you both. Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Let's see. 972, you are next.
Hey there, Danny in Dallas.
What's going on, Danny?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Hey, I'm all right. I appreciate your reluctance to hit on us too hard today. Whether we deserve it or not, I got my shoes on today, and got a little more than cutoffs on. So, Ray, I've got some questions that possibly may be in your realm of responsibility. Would you mind, and I know I didn't give you any warning, would you mind telling us the benefit at 2 or 3 or 4 items, the benefit of having the irrevocable trust involved in our money situation? I don't know. I mean, you've touched on it occasionally, but I wonder if you could put together a few items that make sense. One of them that I don't understand yet is that we could avoid some forms of capital gain, and why that's important is that understand there's a government attempt at this point to get capital gains on property that is yet to be sold. That sounds weird to me. I don't know how you accumulate a price value and then charge tax on something that you don't have in your hand. So how does the irrevocable trust protect us in various ways? And the one that is most important to me would be the capital gains situation. Can you help with that?
No, sir. I have no way to tell you how that's going to help with capital gains.
Yes, yeah. That's the claim made. Of course, those of us that have considered it are gaining what information we can. But one of the claims of many of these irrevocable trust companies is that it will assist in avoiding capital gain.
So, I would sure like to know that, too, how they're marketing that. So you make sure they fully explain it to you.
From my research.
Say that again?
I would love for them to. I say you're not likely to get the answer to that question with my research. But are there benefits disregarding the capital gains claims? What are the benefits, and why should that be a point of particular interest to us who are about to be wealthy?
Dan,
okay.
I'll give you two benefits in one. One is past wise and one is future wise. In the middle of that is alimony. All right, go ahead.
All right. I'll take that. At 71, I'm a little old to be looking for a future additional wife. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
She hears
okay,
this.
Let's see.
She's going to make sure of it.
Well, that was for everybody else, Danny. That wasn't for you.
Okay.
All right. All right, Ray got it. Go
ahead. In a nutshell, the whole emphasis on why I teach on trust is asset protection, to use that tool as a tool to help with asset protection. What's the best way to protect an asset is to not own it. Because when people sue you, they sue you for what you own, not for what you borrow, not for what you're in charge of, but just for what you own. So the first step to asset protection is not owning something, but yet you want to have exclusive use of it as if you owned it. So there's very rarely a situation that you can think of another individual that you would have that type of arrangement where they will own it, but you can have exclusive use. Slim to none when you try to think of who would do that for me.
Yes.
So the next best step was to have an entity that you could be in charge of. The entity owns the item, and so businesses immediately adapted to that when the corporation was created, because that was a tool that could own assets without the liability falling on the individual person.
Gotcha.
So you had the corporation, you had the S-Corp, you had the LLC, you had the FLP, and you had the GP, General Partnership. Five different tools that were created for people to have that type of asset protection. Now, the drawback for me, those five tools, you have to ask some state for permission to have them. Now, there are states that will give you a trust also if you are uninformed enough to ask the state for permission to have one. You don't have to ask for permission to create an entity called a trust that can do all the same things those corporate entities can do without asking state permission, and also without having to be in business, because those other corporate entities, even the LLC, you're supposed to be doing some type of business with that tool. So the trust gives you the opportunity to have a lifestyle in trust that has nothing to do with being in business,
but gives you all of the same protections as a corporation would have without the state saying, yes, you may, or no, you may not. That's it in a nutshell to get you started. Anyone that's interested in
right.
Well, why people are doing those things for the, now that's just for asset protection. But now look at also what Tony just mentioned. The trust becomes a powerful marriage counselor. Because if you do it right, you set it up correctly, you don't own anything, and neither does she. Now, when a couple divorces, what's the first thing that's discussed? How are we going to separate what we own? Well, if neither one of us owns anything, there's nothing to separate. Well, if there's nothing to separate, I am not getting anything walking away. I'm not walking. We need to make this work. That's a powerful marriage
right.
counselor, isn't it?
That is a unique
also,
characteristic. Yes, sir.
Look at your other features. Probate. What's the probate process? When people die, who's going to take care of my stuff and distribute it to people? That's the probate process. Well, when you die, if you don't own anything, there's nothing to probate. Inheritance tax. Who's going to inherit something when you die if you don't own anything? Nobody. So if no one is inheriting anything, there's no inheritance tax. Here's another concern. When you become wealthy, you don't want your daughter or your son to marry some gold digger who's trying to get into the family money. How do you prevent that? Well, if it's properly arranged in trust, now you've taught your daughter or son how to live in trust. Then when they get married, even if they brought their spouse on as a trustee, they can't walk away with anything. So the gold digger gets nothing, cannot access the family wealth and take it with them. And let's look at this. You don't even want the gold digger to be on the board of trustees. So what do you do when you create your trust? You put a bloodline clause in it and say only bloodline members of Danny and Dallas can sit on the board and have a say-so in managing this tool. So that's what, 1, 2, 3, 5, I think I gave you 6 reasons
yeah.
that a person would want to be in
yeah.
trust other than just liability protection from lawsuits. Now, a corporation
right.
can't give you any of that. They can only give you liability protection. But the other 6, you can't live your life in a corporate structure. And you can run your business in one, but you can't live through that. But in a trust structure that's properly drawn up, you can live through that tool and provide generational existence for your family, generation after generation after generation.
Well, that
anything
so
else
helpful,
I have to charge
Ray,
you for?
I appreciate you. Yeah, I appreciate you going through that. I suspect for those who have heard but didn't do the research that I've done, which is pretty minimal, you just
mm-hmm.
converted a lot of people into thinking that direction. So that's good. That's healthy. One quick question. Because you don't have to get permission from the state, that almost sounds like you remain anonymous, but it is in full function. Is that
accurate?
Oh,
no. You don't remain anonymous. I don't do anything anonymous. All the trusts that I'm involved in, 100% me, I'm there. But it's also set up like, are you an MC Hammer fan?
Well, not lately.
but at least you've been enough. You know the song, right? You can't touch this.
Yeah.
Right. So when you set up where you can't touch this, then you don't need to be anonymous. You don't need to be invisible.
Okay.
You have on
well,
a shield of honor.
Not me. I wasn't meaning me, but the trust is not asking for permission to exist. So it that there's not.
Well, it definitely is not going to be anonymous. It's not going to be anonymous either.
Okay.
Well, doesn't have
just,
to be.
It was, I'm hearing you. It just sounded like since you don't have to ask permission, it has full function. Why would the state know about it?
You could care less if the state knew or didn't know. There's nothing the state can do about it. You didn't ask the state for permission. You went over
right.
their heads.
Okay.
So if you're over their
I
heads,
think,
what does that mean? That they don't have jurisdiction over you.
There you go. Common law, is that an aspect of it?
Well, you could work from that angle also.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
So,
well, hey,
you don't need to be, you know, invisible. You don't have to put your head down. You just didn't ask the state for permission. You just told the state, well, it's okay. I don't want to ask you for permission to do something that you might revoke later.
You.
I'll just go around you and do it another way.
All right. Well, thank you so much. If you come across a set of materials that says what you just said and then elaborates on it, I'm sure I would be interested. Maybe some others would be too. Thank you.
Well, all right, sir. I do have such material.
Oh, you do? Well, I was hoping you would say that too. And maybe you could make them available to us, even at a cost. We've
well,
learned so much
that,
already.
Post RV, yes, sir. Or if you want it bad enough, you
okay.
can get it pre-RV. But definitely post-RV,
oh.
it'd be available.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, well, don't be surprised you get some requests for that. I'm looking for the 16th, Tony.
Okay, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Let's do it.
Oh, wait.
Thank you, fellas. I got to get back in this bucket here and start staying in this house again. I'll see you later. Thank you.
All right, sir.
All right, thank
Enjoy
you,
yourself.
Sir.
All right, we're at the bottom half of the hour.
Well,
it's time to wrap
okay,
this up.
Guys. We started the call with some good information, I think. Well, I'm talking about the idiots. I'm talking about the fact that everybody was looking forward to Wednesday, or everybody was saying not before Wednesday, which has since changed to report 6 a.m. on Wednesday. Didn't think it was going to happen, but it was not before Wednesday to report. Wednesday morning, 6 a.m., something could definitely start to happen then. I don't see anything before then. Ray gave you the rates over the weekend. They haven't changed since this morning. Everything's looking good. Everybody's excited. Let's see what happens. Bottom line, enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic and share the super fantastic. All right, Ray.
Okay, that's it for this marvelous-er Monday. And we'll be back on Hump Day Wednesday, if not sooner, to keep you updated. So keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
This is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What?
To stop conference recording, press 1. Return of this session is no longer being recorded.
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
It could be this very day.